97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
We made it to Thursday morning. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 5 a.m., 5:06 to be exact. And glad you're with us this morning. Kim St. Anjan here, along with Ethan Bright. We'll get to check your traffic here in a few minutes. I believe Sue Thomas, is she off today?
I think she is, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's off starting today and into next week. When these other two people in the room with me somehow think they have the right to take a vacation. So starting tomorrow, Kim will be gone. And then starting next week, Ethan will be gone. So you guys are out all next week?
It really is the Mark Cox Show.
And nobody checked with me first to make sure this was okay?
I normally do ask if it's okay if I take some time off. I want to make sure that you're all right with that. Would it be okay, Mark, if I took some time off?
Sure, Kim. When do you want to go?
Well, maybe tomorrow.
No.
Would that be all right?
No, that's
oh, okay.
Too
I'll
soon.
Cancel my flight.
I need a little more warning than that. Thank you. No, I know you planned it months ago. I'm just kidding. Have a great time. You're gonna get out of town just before all the protests. I'm watching the news yesterday from home, thinking, okay, what's this gonna look like? And they cut away to a shot of the Tam Avenue overpass. And you know, I don't give Scooter. I don't give Scooter credit a whole lot for comments, but he wanted to know if the people on the Tam Avenue overpass were protesting the weather, because we always reported on the weather from the Tam Avenue overpass. I thought it was pretty clever, so I'll give credit where credit's due. That was a pretty good comment. No, there were maybe 40 or 50 people on that bridge, tops.
Yeah, not many on the bridge. I think there were more who were downtown because there were two protests going on simultaneously. I think the words peaceful protests, they're overused, but these actually did seem to be peaceful. I didn't hear about any destruction or anything like that. Nothing like what we've seen in LA.
Yeah, that's true. And hopefully it won't come to that. I do believe, however, their intention with this thing they're doing Saturday is to disrupt. I believe Saturday is a planned attempt to interrupt people's lives, because the idiots on the left, and it's the same groups every time, have determined that unless they can somehow affect your life and irritate you, you're not going to pay attention to what it is that they're doing. Because if a protest happens on the Tam Avenue overpass and the media doesn't show up, did it ever really happen? Is that not a fair question?
It's probably true.
It is.
Well, I think that's why they're more inclined to want to go on the interstate and start blocking
traffic.
That's
right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And what we need here in Missouri, and I'm going to play this for you coming up here shortly, is the same policy they have adopted in the Florida legislature. Now, I would imagine if this ever happened, and I haven't seen evidence of it yet, going to court, you would end up sued personally over this. But in the state of California, if somebody gets in your way on the way to on a highway and blocks you from going where you're going and you run over them, you won't get charged for it in the state of Florida. That's what the Florida law says, according to Ron DeSantis. And I love that. You have no business being on a state highway. None whatsoever. I don't care how angry you are at Donald J. Trump or whoever it is that's peed in your cornflakes today. I don't care who it is. You have no right to do that. They did it during the Stockley protests. They did it during the Ferguson protests. You know who I'm talking about, the same group of people. This is their playbook. And what you need to understand is that on Saturday, This group of assorted fruits and nuts are going to gather at Keener Plaza down here. Now, some of them are going to be in different locations, St. Peter's, Baldwin, a few other spots that I saw on that map. But it's the ones downtown that you have to watch for. It's the same group of people. And they're going to rally and they're going to rant, rave, and scream at Donald Trump for doing exactly what he promised for however many months he was running for president. We're going to have the largest mass deportation in the history of this country. It's what he ran on. It's what he got elected on. He's now doing what he promised, which very few politicians ever do. And you're angry about it. Well, don't be surprised. We told you what was going to happen. I'm sorry, Karen Largemouth Bass. You cannot expect ICE not to raid facilities in L.A. while they're raiding facilities everywhere else in the country. Mm-hmm. If we know there's an illegal we're targeting at 5400 Main Street, expect to see an ICE officer there.
Well, it's also important to note that you played a clip yesterday that I think was very telling from one of the local TV stations. I'm shocked by the way they even reported on this, that these are not the people who were volunteering at nursing homes and, you know, doing whatever the case may be. These are criminals who have been charged with, was it second degree murder and rape? I mean, very serious crimes. Because everybody on the left wants to paint them as, no, I mean, it's a father and they're just trying to support their family and that's why they're here and you're tearing their family apart. Yeah.
I watched that yesterday. There was another protester they found in L.A. who actually told President Trump to personally come and shoot him if he's planning to try to get to his family, who he admitted are undocumented. I'm sorry. Get the hell out. You don't have a right to be here. You do not have a right to live in this country if you're not a citizen of this country or you have legal documents to be here. You don't have that right. And the globalists want to erase borders, and they want to tell you that no human being is illegal, da-da-da-da-da.
I do feel bad.
Go kumbaya yourself somewhere else. I'm sorry.
I do feel bad for the kids whose parents brought them over here and they're illegal. And now the kids are having to deal with this. They don't. Maybe they're too young to even understand what's going on right now. That is sad.
Well, those kids probably identify as Americans. And those are the dreamers, the so-called dreamers you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about kids who came over here at, say,
those are the dreamers.
2 or 3.
Yeah.
Not born here. But the dreamers, I thought, would be the ones who were born here.
They're not born here. The dreamers are the ones that were brought here when they were too young to make the decision by their parents. And then they were raised here by their parents who were illegal. And they don't have any legal status because they weren't born here. Obama wanted to give amnesty to all 12 million of them, or however the hell many there are, and it never went anywhere. And finally, the protections expired, I believe, for the dreamers, where they were supposedly weren't going to be deported. Do I have a little bit of empathy for them? Maybe. But don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at Donald Trump. Get mad at your parents who brought you here illegally and put you in that position. That's not my fault. It's not Kim's fault. It's not anybody's fault except your parents who brought you here when you were 2 or 3 years old. And now you don't have a country because you never knew your home country. And you only know America. Do you embrace America? Do you love America? I don't know. If that's the only thing you've known, maybe you do. Have you assimilated to America? Have your parents assimilated to America? Or do they still speak the language of their home country and ignore what's going on? That's what's going on all over Europe. You understand that. There are parts of France where they don't speak French. They speak Algerian. Because they all came over from Northern Africa and they live in France. But they're all Muslim, and they hate anybody who's a different religion, and they're the ones that drive cars into Christmas parades and everything else in France. And that's what you've got going on in America. And until we wake up to it, nothing's going to change. And guess what? Donald Trump is doing exactly what he promised to do, exactly what the American people hired him to do, which is mass deportations. There's just no other way to slice this. I just want to take Karen Bass. Why can't Karen Bass fly back to Cuba, where she apparently is in love with Fidel Castro? That's what I want to know.
California is just riddled with crazy politicians. You have Karen Bass, you have Gavin Newsom. They're having that emergency hearing today. Yeah, Kamala Harris. They had the emergency hearing today to talk about, you know, whether Trump has the right to authorize the Marines and the National Guard there. Because Texas was very quick to call in the National Guard because they realized if we don't do this, well, things were already getting out of hand. And as soon as things were starting to flip, they realized this is what we need to do to protect the property and the people here in our great state.
I would agree.
That's leadership, not what Gavin Newsom is doing.
Yeah, I would agree completely. All right, well, I've yapped too long here, and instead of getting to the top stories right here, I think we'll just do that when we come back after the break. How about that? Ethan, who's got our national anthem today?
Well, it's going to be Carrie Underwood, but you're going to have to give me a second.
Okay, well, I did. Ethan was preparing for the top stories, but when I looked at the clock, I thought, you know, this is not good time management for me this morning.
That
what am I going to do
happens.
When you're not here?
I don't know. Should I be calling in
every morning
at 5 a.m.?
I just keep yapping. Let's get to the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Get more at 971talk.com.